Let us give glory to God. A wonderful Father in heaven that you are. It does our hearts good to show our love for you and to know, Father, that we have a relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. There's a lot of things that goes on in the world, Father. But what we see now is how privileged we are in this particular day and time that we can look upon this earth and see it whole as it is. This large ball in the heavens that hangs on nothing. The blueness and the greenness that you have given us, and it shows your glory, Father. And we even go beyond this into the heavens and see the vastness of the universe that you have created. What a glorious, wonderful God you are. But when we think, Father, though those things are so wonderful and they show us your power and your glory, there's nothing that is more glorious and wonderful than your grace and love for your creation, and particularly for us, mankind. And we don't know, Father, how you can be so mindful of us, but we see your glory as you have created us, and yet you have reconciled us through your Son, Jesus. And we know, Father, we're going to share His glory. How wonderful, fascinating, and great you are. And this day, Father, if we can express it like we've never expressed it before, we want to tell you how much you mean to us and how we love you. And we pray that your Spirit today can express what we cannot. And by your Spirit, Father, you know each of our hearts as we reach out to the God of glory, our Creator, Creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who has made us and has given us a part of your image that we may live and glorify you in our lives. Father, we give you this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God." share the Lord, because that's what we're getting ready to do, is to share the Lord with each other.
We gather here in Jesus' name. His love is burning in our hearts like living flame. For through the loving Son, the Father makes us one. Come take the bread, come drink the wine, come share the
from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when they had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us pray. O Lord, we come before you at this time, thankful for this opportunity to partake of this bread. We ask, Lord, that you would bless it, bless those that partake of it. We pray, Lord, that you do so in a manner that will be pleasing in your sight. We ask you all in Jesus' name for us to say, amen.
Amen.
Lord, again, we're so strong. We're very thankful for this opportunity to be here with us. We ask, Lord, that we do this also in a manner that will confuse me in your sight. We ask it all in Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
Verses 45 through 50. May God have a blessed opportunity to hear the word.
And at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. The tomb broke open and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tomb, and after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him, when the centurion and those who were with him guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Verses 51 to 52.
Thank you.
I'll read from Luke 4, verses 1 to 8. On the first day of the week, early in the morning, when the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb, they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly, two men in clothes that were gleaming with linen stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down their faces to the ground. But the men said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. Luke 4:1-8.
Amen. about it, that blood is what draws every single one of us here this morning. Were it not for the blood of Jesus, there'd be no reason for us to even be here this morning, would there?
That's right.
There would be no reason for most of us to even know each other and to be associated with one another. We're not in the same physical families. We don't work together. We don't interact with one another in a lot of ways other than through the blood of Jesus. And that's what brings us together and makes us a family. That's the commonality that we have. And it doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter how much money you make or don't make. It doesn't matter what you have done in your past. Say, none of that matters. The only thing that matters is the blood of Jesus. Because that's what brings all of us together, and it's what makes all of us new every day in Christ Jesus. Jesus died so that we could be reconciled to our Father in heaven. And that's the message that I want you to take away from here this morning. And that message is for you. So there may be someone here this morning who has not availed themselves to the blood of Jesus. You have not been forgiven of your sins because you've not given your life to Christ. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning, you can do that right now, this morning. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and you're ready in your heart to make Him Lord of your life, then take the opportunity to call upon Him as your Lord. Repent of the sin that's separating you from God. And you can have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism right now. You don't have to wait for a special time or anything else. You can do it right now. But perhaps there's someone here this morning, you're already a Christian, but maybe you haven't really been living your life the way that you know God wants you to. That you know that there are things in your life that you've been doing battle with Satan over, and you've got some struggles, and perhaps maybe you need some help to overcome those struggles, whatever they may be. That's part of what this invitation time is all about also. Because as I said earlier, we come together as a family. And families help one another. And so if there's something that we can help you with, if you're struggling with sin in your life or some other struggle, this family can help you with, we want to help you with. But we can't do that if we don't know what's going on. So we offer an invitation. And I'll be up here in the front to receive anyone that would like to come up. And Ted will be in the back if you'd like to have a private prayer or a conversation with him back there. The Lord's invitation is open. It's extended to all. It's a wonderful opportunity. So let's stand together and sing. Thank you.
dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. While you are enriched in everything for all that righteousness, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God, while through the fruit of this ministry they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. And by this prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be to God for the thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 9 through 15. This part of the church is known as the offering. We take this up to carry on the work of the Lord by acting out to God as the actual blessing of those about to give. O Lord, we come before you at this time. We thank you for this opportunity we have to give back a portion of us that you have blessed us with. We pray, Lord, that we give this an amount that will be pleasing in your sight and a cheerful giver, not a necessity, but we give this freely to show how much we love you and how much we want to worship in you. We pray, Lord, that you would bless those that have to give at this time and those that do not have to give. We ask it all in Jesus' name and glory of faith. Amen.
Scaring me through.
this morning, I'd like to ask everyone to stand and let's read this this verse together. 1 Corinthians 15:50 through 58, and then we will have our closing prayer. Let's read together. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. Then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear gracious and Heavenly Father, we come to you recognizing you, Lord, as our Savior this morning. This prayer to you, Lord, is to thank you for being our God, Lord. We're so thankful that you are in our lives and affect our lives in so many ways, Lord. We're thankful that you're the great healer, Lord, especially in this congregation. You heal so many, and we're so grateful for your power, you being a great healer, Lord. Lord, you're the great strength, and in our weakness, Lord, so often we face so many things in our lives and so many struggles, and you are our strength, Lord. Lord, you are our hope through the Lamb of God that you sent your Son in Christ to die on the cross. Without it, we have no hope, Lord. So without Jesus dying on that cross, we have no hope. But with that, Lord, with the power of His blood, we're saved. Our sins are washed away, Lord, and we're so thankful for you being our Savior, Lord. That sending your Son to save our souls, Lord, and give us eternal life, Lord. Lord, we thank you for everything you do in our life. You're the great provider, Lord. You provide everything that we possibly need. You provide the clothes on our backs, the foods in our stomachs, the roofs, our jobs, the vehicles we provide. All great blessings come from you, Lord. We're so thankful that you're our great provider, Lord. Lord, you're the air that we breathe, Lord. Without you, we would not survive, Lord. We couldn't live any longer. Lord, thank you for the life that you're giving us, Lord. Lord, let us take advantage of these great blessings you give us each and every day. Let us turn to you to every need and every time, Lord. Let us praise you in the great things you give us daily, Lord. Let us praise you for the sufferings that we have to face on your behalf, Lord, knowing the great gift that we're going to receive one day, Lord. Lord, let us turn to you in everything that we do, at work, at home, with our neighbors, Lord. Let us remember where every good thing comes from. They come from you, Lord. Lord, as we praise you this morning in this worship, may the songs that we sang, the Lord's Supper that we took, the prayers that we pray be pleasing in your sight, Lord. Lord, most of all, thank you for being in our presence today, Lord. Lord, we're so grateful to have you here with us to praise you and to glorify you and to remember that you are our God. And we say these things in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.